Hi, I'm Kiani Hollingsworth, mentor, life coach, and podcast motivational speaker, and I want to welcome you to Becoming My Best Me. In today's session, we want to discuss the importance of doing the things. So you know what to do, join the conversation, and let's talk. Welcome back, everyone. First off, as always, I want to give a huge thanks to all of my listeners that join me each session as we discuss new topics on how we can become our best selves. From my heart, I really appreciate the continued support. So thanks for coming back. Some of us woke up this morning with a great idea that you would like to do. And you know that it's going to take some work to get it done. So what do you do with that idea? I'll tell you. You do the things that you need to do to make that idea come to life. You must push past yourself to get that thing done. Get out of your own way. I must admit, I have been guilty of this, you know, being in my own way. I have several things that I want to do moving forward, but I have stalled for quite some time on some of them for no reason at all. Just stalled. I just needed to take the time and focus on the steps I need to take to move forward with those ideas. Now I want you all to take a moment to reflect on things that you would like to get done. After you do that, ask yourself, what are you waiting on? Then check yourself at the door and ask, why am I not doing it? So with that said, we're going to go right into the four things. So I want you all to ask yourself four more questions. Number one, what is it that I would like to accomplish? You have to know what you plan on doing before you can do the things. Number two, what steps do I need to take to get whatever done? You know, once you have figured out what you're trying to do, now you can figure out the actions you will need to take to get there. Number three, am I afraid of failure? Well, we discussed failure and what you can do with it a couple of sessions ago, so go back and listen. Number four, why am I lacking motivation to get things done? That's something you really need to figure out. It could be unnecessary distractions that you allow to pop up so you don't have to work towards getting the things done. Could you be afraid of success? I know I just low-key asked y'all about 8 to 10 questions, and I also know that I keep saying, do the things. I am purposely doing that, not to get on your nerves, but to get your mind to really go into deep thought of why you are not moving forward on the things you would like to accomplish. I also keep saying do the things over and over again so that it will resonate in your mind and in your spirit to get going. No excuses. Listen, we all have a set time to be on this earth. Do you really want to sit with regret, or do you want to see those ideas come to light? So do the things. I know. Kiana, if you say that phrase one more time, do the things, do the things, do the things. Okay, but for realsies, do what you got to do to get it, whatever that may be, accomplished. Get those ideas out there. Okay, as always, I have a quote that's going to sum it up, kind of bring some things together. Do what you need to do so that you can do what you want to do. Success and convenience do not go together. You have what it takes to be successful, so you have to step up your game and make room for it. Les Brown. I know that kind of goes with what we're talking about today, but I really like Les Brown. He's a great motivational speaker, so if you get a chance, go check him out. But all of that makes a lot of sense. And basically, do the things so you can make room for that success and for those ideas that you want to see come to pass. All right. So that's all I have, everyone. I hope you all will join me next time as we discuss a new topic on how we can become our best selves. And just know, I will be doing the things. Ciao.